Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today we're going to do part two of Biz Bytes with Bonnie, where we started talking about how to evaluate your website from the perspective of your ideal client. So we're going to get to that in just a moment. But first of all, I always want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate all of you taking time out of your busy day to share it with me here on the show. I am just so honored that you do that. Now, I know that time is our most precious asset, so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You know, you come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world. You love helping other people live their dream. And perhaps that's you. And that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I know that we'll find this is going to be another great show with insights to help you on your entrepreneur journey. Now, make sure that you check out the show page before you leave. There's always a gift for you there and links to connect with me. And I'm still offering that free website evaluation. If you would like to take advantage of that, you know, just click on the link, send me some quick information, and I will take care of that for you, and then I'll share the results with you. And I'll talk more about that as we get into the show, but I wanted to remind you that it was there. And it really doesn't matter, as I said last time, when you're listening to the show, because I can always squeeze in an extra evaluation sometime during the week. So no worries if you're not listening to the show when it first airs in 2019, then don't worry. You can just, you know, request that at any time. Now, maybe you have a message to share. I would love to hear from you if you do, or if you know somebody who would like to share their message with the world. I love meeting new people and having guests on the show. So reach out to me. You can connect with me on my website or on Facebook, send me a private message, and I would love to talk about that more. Now, let's get back to what we were talking about last time. You know, making your website engaging and one that's going to really, you know, connect with that ideal client. And so that you can, you know, build that trust relationship and have them become potential clients. Now, last time when we were talking, we left off kind of like talking about your about page, you know, and so I'm just going to briefly kind of go through that again, just to kind of catch you up. On the about page, share your story, not just, you know, your credentials and where you went to school and what you can do, and we've got certificates and this and that and the other thing. I mean, those things are important, but I would lead with your story, that personal information, your journey of overcoming adversity. You know, very often we end up doing, as, you know, coaches, we end up doing the very thing that we struggled with and we made it through and learned so much along the way. And so that's what many of us share as coaches and consultants. So share that part of your journey with people on your About Us page. And it, you know, it makes you real. It makes you human. It also lets them know that it can be done, right? That they can do it too because you did it. So take a look at that about page. And we talked more about that last time. I just wanted to sort of get back into where we left off. Now let's talk about your services. What it is that you do, what you can provide for people that will help them with their pain, problem, their issue. Why they're coming to you, why they're coming to your website in the first place. You know, do you provide valuable information and clearly outline your services, or do people have to kind of wonder, you know, and guess what exactly you mean by that? You know, put it in their terms. You know, you can help them with their problem, with their pain point, you know that, but make that easy for people to understand. And also, make sure that it's easier for them to connect with you, to learn more, or to ask questions. Maybe they don't, you know, get something. Now, one thing that I see sometimes on people's websites is they provide too much technical information, or they use words that are sort of in their, you know, in their language. And it doesn't always come across well for the visitor. It makes it overwhelming for them. So notice, do you speak their language? Do you use the words and the phrases that you've heard from your clients in the past? And if you've not had clients yet, don't worry about it. Interview some people. Interview some friends, family, whoever you can get to sit down and talk to you about that particular problem. It's always best if they have that problem. But if not, just have them pretend that they do. And then you'll get a sense of the words that they use and how they describe things. So I would make sure that when you're outlining your services, you've got it, you know, concise, to the point. You know, there's always a question, should I add pricing to it or not? And I would say this. Sometimes it's good to add pricing, sometimes it's not. But if it sounds in your wording like you're going to lead to a price, to a dollar number, and there's never anything there, it looks a little weird. So just make sure that it matches. And what a lot of people do is they say, you know, click here to let's talk about it, let's chat about it, you know, to learn more. And then you can go into your pricing because it may be different based on people's different situations as well. So that's kind of a choice point. And I'm not going to say one is better than the other, but I was looking at a website the other day and everything in print would lead me to believe that, okay, she's going to tell you how much this costs. And it never came. That was a little confusing. That was a little weird. So anyway, just make sure that it all matches. The other thing you want to do is have some social proof. You know, how have you helped others with this same pain point? The same pain point that your ideal client is dealing with. Testimonials, reviews, stories, those are always good ways to share social proof. And again, if you haven't had clients yet, no worries. Offer some free or pro bono services to friends, you know, some consulting, a strategy call, or whatever, to people that you know in exchange for a review. Then you'll have some reviews. I mean, because really, when you have reviews on your website or on social media or Google or anywhere, it doesn't necessarily mean that the person has paid for it, right? They're just evaluating the service that you're providing, not how much it cost or didn't cost them to get it. So reviews can be gotten from people by doing an interview with somebody for free or a strategy call or something like that. And then link to your social media. That's another sort of social proof thing. Have people visit your Facebook page. Now, I see this all the time, and this is something that I am going to tell you not to do. People often have share buttons for their social media links, but not so that they can see the Facebook page or whatever. So when you click on the little Facebook icon, it says, you know, it opens up your own Facebook account and has you share something, give a review. How can you give somebody a review and you haven't even known anything about them yet? I think it's too soon to be asking people to do this. It might be the first time that they're ever on your website and then you're already asking them for a review. They don't even know you yet. I think that's kind of it bothers me when I see that on people's sites, and I don't think that that's received very well by visitors to your site. So if you have a Facebook icon, have it linked to your page. And you can even say something about, like my page if you do, or, you know, I'd love to hear from you, or something like that. But don't just ask them for a review right away. They don't even know what you're like. And now I want to talk about functionality of the site for a little bit. Now, there's so much to this, but I just want to give you something to start with. So here's another little exercise for you to do. Go to your website and just start clicking around. Just start clicking on things and see where those things actually do go. Is your website easy to navigate? Remember, coming from that perspective of your ideal client, right? You're in their head now. And you're going to go to the website and you're going to kind of click on things. Does it make sense? I mean, you can have the prettiest website in the world, but if people can't easily navigate it and find what they're looking for quickly, you've lost them. Because people, you know, and I say this in the nicest sense, I mean, people kind of are lazy. I mean, they don't want to work too hard to find what they're looking for. I'm the same way. It's just human nature. So make it as easy and as simple for people as possible. And then check, do all the links go to where they're supposed to go? It's amazing. Sometimes, you know, you do that. I find this in my own sites occasionally. It'll go to a 404 code, which means it's not working because links break every now and then. So it's really good to go through and just make sure that everything's working the way it's supposed to. And then if you have external links to sites, like you're linking to even to your Facebook page or any external link, make sure that that link opens in a new window, a new tab. Because otherwise, the visitor, when they click on that, will actually leave your site and go to the next place. Many times, and I see this all the time with people, they have all these external links and they open in the same page. And if you don't know to hit the go back button, you're out of the site completely. And some people, you know, they click on a link, they go someplace, and then they want to close out of it. Well, then they've already closed out of your site because it's opening in the same window. It's a very simple thing to do. If you need help doing this, let me know and I can show you how. But it's so simple to do, and I see even web designers, I mean, people who do this for a living, have links opening in the same window, which is crazy. So make sure that any external link, and even some of your internal ones, excuse me, open in a new window. Now, is it easy for people to connect with you? Is it easy for them to make an appointment or ask a question? Is this information on every page? You know, people don't always go to your homepage. They don't always visit your homepage first, depending on how they found you. Like if they were using a keyword search or whatever, they might have found a page deep in your website that isn't front and center, maybe isn't even on the menu sometimes, yet that's where they land. So make sure that your contact, some sort of contact information, not a whole contact form, but just, you know, a link or a link to the contact page or something is on every single page. And then on your contact us page, as long as we're talking about that, it's a good idea to have a CAPTCHA, you know, that little thing that says what's 2 plus 7, or click here if you're not a robot. It really limits the robots and the spam and all that stuff that you really don't want on your contact page. It also adds a layer of protection. So, you know, some say to have just an email box, and some say have an email box and the email, the phone number, address, whatever. That's a choice point. And it's totally up to you however you want to do this. Just have some way for people to connect with you. Personally, I prefer to be transparent. I have my email. I have the email box that they can fill out, my schedule link, my address, and my cell phone even online. Because you know what? People have your information anyway. Just notice sometime how many political texts messages you get. I didn't give them my cell phone number, and they have not been on my website, but Big Brother knows everything anyway. So people have your information anyway. It's totally up to you, though. If you don't feel comfortable having that on there, don't. Just at least have some sort of connection, a message box or something like that. Now, keywords. I just want to say one quick thing about keywords before we end today. Keywords are words people would use to find you in a search, right? So adding those keywords to your permalinks, which is the link to a specific page, is really helpful. And there are some very simple and free SEO or search engine optimization plugins for WordPress sites. I'm not sure about other content management systems or CMSs, but I use all WordPress stuff, so I know that the best. And there are lots of free tools out there. Yoast is one that's free. I mean, you can upgrade to a paid version, but all these have free versions too. All-in-one SEO, that's another one. So I would say make sure that you have that so people can easily find you when they are searching. And then, is your site secure? You know, this is the last thing I'm going to say, and then we're going to stop for today. But is your site secure? You know, by that I mean, does it say HTTPS, which means you have a secure an SSL or a secure sockets license layer, which is a security protocol, added to your website. Now, because this is so important these days, almost all hosting companies, not all of them, there's some that still charge like $70 a year to add an SSL, but most hosting companies actually offer SSLs for free. It's called Let's Encrypt. This is really important. I mean, it used to be that if you handled money on your site, then you needed an SSL, but otherwise you really didn't. But now search engines are showing that sites without the SSL are not secure. In the browser or address bar, you know, when they type in your website name, it'll say not secure. I don't want that on my site. So make sure that you have an SSL installed. And like I said, there are plenty of companies that do it for free. And copyright should be current because, you know, if you have a dynamic site, especially if you have a blog or something, if you don't have a copyright that's the current year, it's like, oh, nobody's home. So those are some extra tips for, you know, assessing how good is your website. And remember that free website evaluation. The link is on the show page below. And I would love to do one for you. And like I said, if you're listening to this down the road, no worries, because I always can squeeze in another one during the week. And my team has time to do that. So no worries. Just sign up for that and we'll do an evaluation. I'll contact you. We'll get on Zoom. We'll take a look at the results and you get a copy for yourself that you can pass on to your webmaster or keep for future reference. So until next time, I want you to really believe, and I know I say this all the time, but it is so critical. Believe that anything is possible as long as you believe in yourself.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.